Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette man killed in Thursday motorcycle crash on Worlow Drive. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 43-year-old Gillette man, Edward L. Bruns, died Thursday in a two-vehicle crash on Worlow Drive, prompting an ongoing police investigation into the cause. Around 11:30 a.m., a 38-year-old woman was driving a 2017 Ram ProMaster van east on Worlow Drive. As she slowed down to turn right onto Enterprise Avenue, she felt an impact at the rear of the van, according to Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. The van was rear-ended by Bruns, who was riding a 2016 Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Campbell County Coroner Paul Wallum confirmed that Bruns died at the scene from head trauma sustained in the crash. The 38-year-old woman was unharmed. Both the motorcycle and the van sustained damages exceeding $1,000. Wasson said the police investigation is ongoing. Landslide wipes out critical section of highway over Teton Pass. Governor issues executive order. State agencies, local governments, and Jackson Hole businesses are urgently addressing the aftermath of a landslide that destroyed a 30-yard section of Wyoming Highway 22 over Teton Pass, a critical route for commuters and commerce. The structural failure occurred at milepost 12.8, necessitating significant repairs. The closure is expected to last several weeks or months, significantly impacting the daily commute of many workers who live in Idaho but work in Jackson Hole. Wildfire reported Teton County is exploring temporary camping solutions for affected commuters, and the Jackson Hole Mountain Resort is considering similar measures. Transportation officials are coordinating a multi-agency response, with the Wyoming Department of Transportation actively engaging in stabilizing the area. In response, Governor Mark Gordon has issued an executive order declaring an emergency. In a press release, Governor Gordon said, "We are closely monitoring this ongoing situation, and Wyoming Department of Transportation personnel are working diligently to develop a long-term solution to rebuild this critical roadway. I recognize the significant impacts this closure has on Teton County residents, regional commuters, and the local economy." The landslide occurred on Saturday, June 8th, while highway crews were repairing a crack, causing the road to slide hundreds of feet downhill. Fortunately, no injuries were reported. The closure forces commuters and commercial traffic to use a longer alternative route through Swan Valley, Alpine, and the Snake River Canyon, adding substantial travel time and causing significant traffic congestion. Local officials and residents expressed concerns about increased traffic and the strain on infrastructure. Commissioner Luther Probst highlighted the incident as a stark reminder of the risks associated with relying on a geologically unstable pass and underscored the need for a better balance between job locations and housing availability. An update on the situation will be provided at the County Commissioner meeting on Monday. The governor's executive order directs the Wyoming Office of Homeland Security and WIDOT to take all appropriate and necessary actions, including but not limited to coordination of state and federal resources to respond to the incident. Currently, there is no estimate for the completion of repairs. WIDOT will provide ongoing updates as they become available. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.